This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, paper statements are going away again. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So just announced by the Social Security Administration is another change to their policy on mailing paper statements. Back in before 2011, we all used to receive, at least all of us working, used to receive a Social Security statement every single year about our birthday. And it would show us what our earnings record was up to that date, what our estimated benefits would be at retirement age and a couple of other ages if we claimed early and if we claimed later at age 70 and some other basic information on there. But those stopped in 2011, and they stopped mailing those paper statements in favor of an online version. They created an online portal at ssa.gov/myaccount. And in 2012, they expected everyone to start migrating to that. That wasn't really received very well. And by 2014, only 6% of people had actually registered for that. So they decided to bring back paper statements. In 2014, they decided to start mailing them again, but to save money, not every single year. You'd receive them every 5 years at age 25, 30, 35, 40, etc., up until 60, and they start mailing them every year again. Well, they still wanted people to use the online portal, so that's been a big push for them. And they've had some budgetary issues for operations. So once again, they've decided, we're going to stop paper statements. Maybe they feel that enough people have registered online, or younger people don't really pay attention to nor care about their Social Security statement every 5 years even. So they've decided to suspend or stop mailing these paper statements completely for everyone under the age of 60. So unless things change, you will not see another paper statement, a paper Social Security benefit statement, again until you're age 60 or older. Even if you're 60, you won't ever see a paper statement if you're online registered on the online portal. They assume if you're registered online, you're receiving all the information you want from there. You can print a statement at any time on demand, so there's really no need to send you a paper statement. But if you haven't registered online, you'll see nothing at all until age 60 and start to receive the paper statements at that time. This is expected to save over $11 million per year starting in 2017. The reason why this is a big deal is they're finding places to cut because the cost of supplying services has been going up. The problem is the budget for the Social Security Administration for operations has actually declined slightly, about 10% when you adjust for inflation, since 2010. So their budget, when you adjust for inflation over those 7 years, is actually lower today than it was back in 2010, despite all these baby boomers that have started to retire and claim benefits. The number of beneficiaries is 13% higher than it was back in 2010. So they're servicing more people with a smaller budget. They're looking for ways to become more efficient, which is great. However, the baby boomers are retiring at a rate of 10,000 a day. So the burden upon the representatives at Social Security are becoming pretty tremendous, and this is just going to get worse day by day by day as we move forward over the next 15 to 20 years as the baby boomer wave goes through the system. I say that to encourage people to go ahead and register online. I think it's a great way to monitor your earnings record, which is something we recommend that you take a look at on a regular basis to make sure you're getting credit for all the earnings that you've been taxed on in order to pay into the Social Security Administration and earn credits towards your retirement in the future. If you find errors, it's much easier to correct them sooner than later. There are some statute of limitations on certain error corrections. So you want to check it all the time. Well, every year or two, I guess, would be my definition of all the time. And I think at some point, you're going to get used to, they're going to enhance even more the ability to file for benefits online. So the need to actually visit one of these overcrowded offices will decline substantially if you have one of these online accounts. A few people have run into some glitches when they try to register online, and then they have to reach out to Social Security to iron out those problems in order to get online access. I would recommend you do that before you really need access. If you wait to register till right before you want to do something in the portal and you run into a problem, then you're going to be down at the office in the huge line worrying about that type of thing. So it'd be better at your leisure to go ahead and register, get everything set so that you know you've got access. Down the road, if you need to check something or actually file for a certain benefit, you'll already have access and you'll be ready to go. So thanks a lot for joining us here on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com, and we'll be back with you next week with another post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.